Hey, this is interesting. Tupac Shakur, he remains dead at this hour, but there's a love letter. I don't know if we can call this a love letter, but we'll, yeah, you know. There's a love letter that is now being auctioned off that he hand wrote. Do we even know who this is to?
Who the recipient is?
We don't know who the woman is in this.
He doesn't use the name at all?
No.
Okay.
And he uses some words that you can't actually, but it's handwritten. He's got very interesting handwriting. It's very clear. Unlike me, this would not be, you know, my love letters would not be legible. So people would be literally going, what did he just try to say? Did he say gub or gun? Is that a B or an N?
As dirty as these things get, I mean, there was a day when people wrote love letters to each other.
Right. Well, Warren G. Harding.
Right. Warren G. Harding. I mean, some of that came across a little creepy. It might have just been the interpretation on the Rokan show, but it was a little creepy. But still, there was a day when that happened.
Right. People wrote missives to each other.
And now it's just
Well, love
sexting.
Letters are much better because you can burn them.
And yeah.
No evidence.
And sexting and texting.
Well, that's what Donald Trump said. If you really want to send something, get a courier. Write it down. Get a courier.
Like a pigeon?
No, anyone. Any courier will do. Maybe DHL. I don't know. And my assistant does it. I don't know. Get it first. Get an assistant. Then have yours. Then get paper.
Only losers don't have assistants.
I know, right?
So that's what he said last week, though. He said about the computers. Don't use computers. Get a courier. Which is good. That's good. That's part of an employment package for him.
It's good to know in the age of transparency that that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
In the age of technology.
Technology. Right.
Don't you think when he pointed that out, didn't you think Melania went, wait a second, why is Cooter here at the house every day?
Let's see.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not like this.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
she was on to him, though, with the, asking for all the phone numbers at the beginning, remember?
Yeah.
So
she gets
she knew what was going on.
That's right. So I have this letter here. And I don't do, you know,
Can
Tupac
you read
Shakur.
It?
Well, I guess, sort of.
I mean, his lyrics, not all of them are readable on the radio.
Yeah, well, this is kind of good. This is good. But I thought what we should do with this is we should read it as Warren G. Harding.
Oh, God.
I'm not sure who Tupac Shakur is. I don't even know what those words mean. But maybe that'd be good code for my own private manhood. But I shall read it for you, Rokan Show with Anna Devlantis. I hope you don't think I forgot that passionate letter that you sent me. Here is my reply. You ever been tied up and blindfolded?
God, I didn't know it was going there.
Stripped naked.
Turn.
And washed from head to toe in a bubble bath.
Oh.
Ever been oiled down?
You can't even read it. I mean, rope.
And massaged to the sounds of slow, sensual music. Ever been tied to a bedpost?
Oh, no.
You guys are four.
I know. It really is. It's like 4-year-old hour.
Bedpost and licked like a lollipop.
He got that from 50 Cent.
No, I didn't. Fitty got it from me.
So he predates Fitty. Fitty.
I don't think you want me to bust a cap.
God.
In your ass, do you?
No.
Thank you. Ever been made love to so hard by a... Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that's
God.
That's a racial representation there.
Warren should not read it, then.
No, he should. I'm a politician. I need to get elected even by people who are not allowed to vote. That you get to shaking and quivering? Have you ever had the taste sucked from your mouth?
This is so 50 Shades
what
of Grey.
Have you ever been taken through the 12 positions of lovemaking so thoroughly that you were tired, too tired, in fact, to shower or even get dressed?
ever been touched by the masculine hands of a, once again, racial expletive? With nothing to lose, and I'm writing the number two, like Prince did. Like he did with four. But, of course, Prince was born many years after I died, so I don't even understand the reference. Do you know what a man could do with a cucumber?
Oh, my God.
Make some tzatziki.
I'm afraid I can't even read this part.
Really? I thought you passed up a couple parts you couldn't read already.
I'm going to just insert blanks and let you figure it out yourselves. Ever blank a manhood while he blanked?
Oh, God.
On your hair?
Hmm.
Ever think what you could do with a tray of ice and some honey?
Never.
Ever been blanked by me? Until the end of time, yours truly, God. Tupac Shakur.
That's beautiful. It really is.
Oh. And that fetched $25,000.
$25,000 for that letter. At handwritten. Auction. And it was written, what appears to be, on... three-hole punch loose-leaf paper, like school, like, you know,
oh,
like
notebook paper?
Notebook
from,
paper, yeah.
From, like, grammar school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, you're right. He's got great handwriting, though.
Yeah.
It's really nice handwriting. He's going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Remember, he's one of the inductees we're talking about.
So $25,000.
$25,000.
See, it's not quite the same thing as the real Warren G. Harding, though.
No.
It's just beautiful literature.
Right. Remember, I mean, Warren G. Harding was, well, remember what Warren G. Harding...
Of course we do, yes. We remember he had Away with the Ladies. He maybe was known for that.
Maybe on the other side we'll read a little bit of Warren G. Harding for you. But first, Violetta Pattermedica, CWGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN TV News at 10. That reverb is freaking me out.
Thank you, Anna.
Welcome, I think, Warren.
I was going to read some more of my love letters to you now that I've read the fine work of Tupac Shakur, whatever that is. I believe that's a world capital, isn't it?
Warren leaves more to the imagination.
He kind of does.
Even though I don't know what you do with honey and ice cube trays.
No, that one got me too.
We are reading the work of Tupac Shakur, a love letter worth $25,000, was just auctioned off of some dirty letter he wrote to some girl. And now, and Warren G. Harding read it for us, even though I didn't tell Warren G. Harding that Tupac Shakur was a black guy. I think that was helpful.
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Were you taking notes, Kevin?
I was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Warren wants to share something now that he wrote himself.
He wrote a lot of very romantic letters.
I did indeed. And thank you for acknowledging my romance and my raw magnetism. I wrote this little number on January 28th of 1912. I love your poise of perfect thighs. When they hold me in paradise, I love the rose your garden grows, love seashell pink that over it glows. I love to suck your breath away.
A little different than the other one.
I love to cling there long to stay. I love you garbed, but naked more. Love your beauty to thus adore. I love you when you open eyes and mouth and arms and cradling thighs.
God.
This is sick. If I had you today,
I'd kiss and fondle you into my arms and hold you there until you said, Warren, oh, Warren, in a benediction of blissful joy. I rather like that encore discovered in Montreal, didn't you? Take that, Tupac Shakur.
And no, I mean,
it's wonderful literature, really.
Really, yeah. I mean, this was to his mistress, wasn't it? One of his mistresses.
Yes, this was to
his
mistress, right. And he had a baby with this woman and then denied that he had the baby with her.
Oh.
And
never happened.
Right. And then this is before Maury Povich.
This is before John Edwards got outed by the Inquirer. Right.
And he had the baby, and then for years the woman who grew up to be the love child grew up, wanted to be acknowledged as the Warren G. Harding daughter, and eventually she went on Maury and was able to prove that.
I am not the baby daddy. You may have my DNA.
Except it doesn't exist at that time. Do they have those tests?
I am not the baby daddy. Is Warren G. Harding the baby daddy? No, he is not.
Oh, God.
And how dare you get all up in my business like this?
Yeah, well, they used DNA to prove it.
Oh, later in life.
Yes. Actually, they used it to prove it. I think the woman had already died, and they used it to prove it or something. I don't know.
One of the shortest presidencies, 1921, died in office, 1923.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it didn't work out well for Warren G. Harding.
No. Yeah. In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But his literature lives on.
Yes.
I think his family fought having that released, didn't they? Or
yes, they did not want it out. This is not in the Warren G. Harding Museum.
Scandalous.
Yes. Especially the seashell pink thing, which is, you know, that really gets you at some moment. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got what you mean.
Right.
That's a little on the nose, Warren.
But it puts the whole women's suffrage movement in a whole new light because he was out there campaigning for it. And lo and behold.
Wasn't he the first elected president after the suffrage movement?
1921.
When women were allowed to vote in 1920?
I believe so. That makes sense time-wise. And he was all, that's part of his legacy.
Yeah, well, you know.
I was always good with the babes.
Clearly.
Babe alert.
Babe alert indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. God,
we're bringing that back.
Bro.
All right. We've got the Judy Pilak news, who has been noticeably absent from all of this, coming up in just about 2 minutes.